latest team news from clubcall.com. These are Wednesday's Manchester City headlines, and Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola has had a £38.2 million bid rejected for Italy and Juventus defender Leonardo Bonucci. The 29-year-old has reinforced his reputation as one of the best central defensive players in the world with his recent showings at Euro 2016. And news has leaked from sources at Juventus that they have flatly refused an official approach in the last couple of days. According to Italian newspaper Tutto Sport, the bid was rejected out of hand, despite City being willing to pay such a high figure for a player who's approaching 30. Guardiola, however, is previously on record as stating that Bonucci is one of his favourite players, and it's believed that City were also willing to pay him a salary of £150,000 a week. It's unclear at this stage if City will be back in with an improved bid, although Juventus are insistent they want their defensive rock to stay put. Guardiola is confident of sealing a £50 million deal for Everton and England defender John Stones in the coming days, but he's also determined to add further solidity to his back line. City, of course, missed out on Aymeric Laporte when he eventually decided to stay put in Bilbao and have turned to Bonucci after his impressive displays at the Euros. Meanwhile, City are also watching talented Toni Kroos. The Real Madrid midfielder is ignoring the rumours at the moment, but he has ruled out a return to the Bundesliga. Kroos, who lifted a second Champions League title with Real Madrid in May, having previously won it with Bayern in 2013, has been linked with a move to Bayern following Carlo Ancelotti's appointment as manager. However, he says he's not changed his mind about having turned his back on German football for good when he linked up with Ancelotti in Madrid. He said, "I ruled out quite a while ago playing for a club in Germany again, and this is still the case." When asked if he would rule out linking it with Pep Guardiola at City, though, he insisted his focus was elsewhere. He said, "We're in a tournament here, and my total focus is on the semi-finals. You know that you should never rule anything out in football, but I enjoy a great deal of respect from Real."